USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again expressing confidence that the House won't vote to impeach him. He said he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. He spoke about the impeachment investigation on Fox and Friends.
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats who just wrapped up public hearings say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Then later, the president lashed out at U.S. Embassy official in Ukraine, David Holmes. He accused him of lying during his testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee about the president's July phone call with Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There's a new warning from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concerning romaine lettuce. Health officials say there's a new food poisoning outbreak involving E. coli bacteria, and they're telling consumers to avoid romaine grown in Salinas, California, or just skip that variety entirely if the label doesn't say where it came from. According to the CDC, the romaine E. coli has sickened 40 people in 16 states. The Thanksgiving holiday is still days away, but many people are already looking at the weather forecasts for the holiday when so many people will be hitting the road. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service is looking at a problematic storm system that's on the way.
Both rain along the Gulf Coast and then some snow in Kansas and Colorado. It's not a terribly heavy snowstorm, but there are winter weather advisories in parts of central Kansas in addition to the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains and Colorado.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Medicare's revamped Prescription Plan Finder can steer unwitting seniors to coverage that cost much more than they need to pay. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Serving some 60 million Medicare recipients, the Plan Finder is the most commonly used tool on Medicare.gov, and it just got its first major update in a decade. Open enrollment goes into the home stretch Thanksgiving week. Critics say the new tool can create confusion by obscuring out-of-pocket costs that seniors should factor into their overall decisions. Government programs mixing healthcare and technology have faced struggles despite billions spent to subsidize electronic medical records. Getting different systems to communicate still remains a challenge. The Obama administration's launch of healthcare.gov resulted in an embarrassing debacle when the website froze up on the first day.
Americans remain optimistic about the nation's economy, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's index of consumer sentiment jumping more than a full point from last month, exceeding expectations of economists. It reached 96.8. That's up from 95.5 in October. Economists had expected it to drop to 94.9. The index has now been at 95 or higher for 30 of the past 35 months. Americans have not been that optimistic since the end of the dot-com boom in 2000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.